My name is Lindsay. I invite you to join me with my guest, Dr. Eric Dorninger, naturopath from Boulder, Colorado. Welcome back. We fondly call you Dr. D.
Thank you. Great to be here again, Lindsay.
The title of our show tonight is your building making you sick? You are not talking about the fact that we walk up and we go, oh, this is the ugliest building I've ever seen. It's making me sick. No, that's not what we're talking about tonight, right,
Dr. D? That's called Martha Stewart syndrome.
Everyone, this is kind of the second part of our talk that Dr. Dorninger and I had. The first part of his talk was called The Fungus Among Us. And now we're expanding that into, is your building making you sick? Yeah. Is it your office? Is it your home? Your workplace? Your gym? It could be any place. Is your space making you sick? So, what got you into the, how is your building making you sick?
Yeah,
the fungus among us. Where did this all come from, Dr. D?
So every couple years, and I went through this with heart disease, you look at yourself and you say, I don't know that branch of medicine. I don't understand that. We kind of pride ourselves in saying, as you said, a last resort doctor or mystery illness doc, which is kind of my self-proclaimed title, which is basically...
Oh, I like that, mystery illness doc.
Yeah, mystery illness doc. You know, I had one mom call me a nice doctor house. I took that as a big compliment.
That is. I like that.
But the point is, every couple of years in medicine, you're going to probably find something that revolutionizes your practice in regards to helping people who aren't getting better anywhere else. The most recent one was 2013. The floods hit the Front Range. Boulder got hit really hard. And during that time, we had patients who were doing actually pretty well with us, and they backslid. They regressed quite intensely. And then we had patients, more importantly, that we had gotten no answers for. They had never gotten better under our care, which is frustrating. And they got worse. And I said, okay, light bulb, something has changed in this environment post-flood. I started evaluating and researching the science and the medicine behind water damaged buildings, and we call them WDBs. A water damaged building means that a building has been infiltrated with water.
In some way, shape, or form?
In some way, shape, or form. That's right. And some way, shape, or form could be an external water source comes in, something like a roof leak, but it could also be an internal source like a leaky faucet is interfacing with a 2x4. So I tell patients every day, spores are in the Mojave Desert. The biggest mistake that I had was, hey, I went to CU for pre-med and undergrad, then I went to Vassar University for my MD and my Master's of Science in Acupuncture. I'm not hanging around Seattle. I'm going back to Colorado. It's a semi-arid desert. I don't need to know mold. That was 14 years ago. Right?
Never say never.
Never say never. And the biggest mistake I had is a dry climate doesn't have mold. Every single part of this planet has mold. It's what we need. It's kind of like water. It's your best friend and your enemy. You need mold to break down dirt into compost and for gardening and for crops, and it's part of providing us food, but it is also the devil if you have the wrong genes and it is inside of a building from water damage mold. So I tell patients every day, spores are everywhere in the Mojave Desert. We build really good looking piece of junk homes in America. As a dad who's as a son whose dad is native Austrian, there's a different pride behind building in Europe. They're using stone and steel, tile, brick and mortar. Some of that's changing and a lot is Americanizing over there. We use cellulose. We use wood 2x4s. These are cheap. They're easy. We use fresh pine. It's so easy to just drill into that stuff. We use paperback sheetrock. You don't find a basement home theater in Europe with cozy cellulose carpets, right?
In other words, food for mold.
Food
is
for
that's
mold.
What I
that's
hear.
Right.
We build
yes.
with food for mold.
We do. We build with mold food.
We build with mold.
Yeah, we do.
Food.
So, and again, it's cellulose. So it's things like wood, ceiling tiles, paperback, sheetrock, carpet padding. So the spore's there and the food is there. You still aren't going to propagate mold. You need one missing ingredient, and that's water. So for a mold to really amplify and grow to the point where it's going to make a patient sick, you require water.
Which we had back in
Which
Boulder.
Which we had. I tell people that you do not need to be post-Katrina. You don't need to be post-Sandy on the East Coast. You don't need to be post-fall 2013 Boulder to have water-damaged buildings. you have plumbing that's leaking all the time. We have roofs that are leaking all the time. And we have had a hot real estate market for virtually 3-4 decades in Boulder, Colorado.
Right.
And Fort Collins
is going
maybe,
crazy.
Yeah,
now.
Fort Collins is a little on delay, but as of the last 20 years, you know, when I went to see you in 91, I should have been thinking
in the future and buying real estate.
Buy Fort Collins.
Yeah.
But what we know about that is when you have a hot real estate market, we've seen things so crazy in Boulder right now where people will line up to bid on a home. And the person who gets the home was offering just as much as number two, but they'll forego a home inspection.
Wow.
We have two cases of that. And I'm like, you are out of your mind to offer that. And then we know that the inspection services are problematic and there is no X-ray vision to fully evaluate a home.
Sure, you can't see behind the walls.
You can't see behind the walls. There's some limitations with the tools that inspectors have anyway. And we're going to get into that today. But basically, in an internal building envelope, spore plus food plus water equals amplification. And that's where a mold can really grow to the point of releasing something very dangerous called a biotoxin. And biotoxins are tiny, tiny molecules that can really promote inflammation. She literally, more importantly for the listeners, was spouting out what a low MSH patient looks like.
What's MSH?
Blanchette and I learned MSH is melanocyte stimulating hormone.
Okay, it's the rest of us have not learned that, Dr. D.
Yeah. So it basically says when my eyes get hit by UVB rays, I tell my hypothalamus, the gland above the pituitary gland, to start releasing MSH to stimulate melanin or pigment production in the skin to tan.
Okay.
So that I'm protected from the sun.
Right.
Little did we know, Shoemaker followed suit and said, oh, that's about, you know, 1/20th of what this hormone does. It actually protects all mucosa. So I tell patients, if you put your tongue on your cheek, that is mucosa, that silky soft tissue. That's what lines sinus is, general urinary tract, including vaginal wall, gastrointestinal tract, lungs, skin. So you'll start seeing mucosal breakdown issues like food allergies, easier to get gut bugs. They come in with chronic sinusitis, which can be an overgrowth or overcolonization of a resistant staph called Marcon's. And MSH also does endorphin release and endorphin production. So it supports production of things like dopamine,
right,
which will give you ambition and drive, ability to finish tasks, feelings of hopefulness, feelings of self-worth. So, you know, if you have a young man like that, and it also sets up sex hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see some of the sexuality can crash, libido can crash, cognitive function can crash. They start getting chronic sinus and or lung symptoms, GI symptoms. Sometimes it'll be women with chronic vaginal yeast infections. I have to think, is their MSH crashed?
Right.
And are they more susceptible to vaginal yeast infection from being in a water-damaged building? This is how crazy it gets.
So this is the biotoxins that the molds are producing that we are probably inhaling. Right?
That's right.
Is that the number one way we get them?
You bet. And Dave Osprey, who does Bulletproof Coffee, you know, he just got a little reamed by Dr. Shoemaker because he's putting out quasi-science and some bad science on eating mold. And it doesn't mean people can have a hard time eating mold with a histamine response. But when we're talking about chronic inflammatory response syndrome, mm-hmm, which we'll get a little bit more into from a water damaged building, it is inhaled biotoxins. So these are breathed in.
Wow.
And why it gets so weird in regards to one spouse is sick and the other isn't,
yeah,
is it comes back to that genetic interface. So on our chromosome 6, there are genes called HLA, or human leukocyte antigen. In plain English, they mean immune response genetics. How likely genetically are you to respond to different things in your world? There's an HLA DQ2 and 8 for gluten. So people who have that are more predisposed to get inflammation off gluten. And I always tell patients, you got Joey and Jimmy on the corner in Brooklyn, and Joey's been eating the pizza for 40 years and has no trouble, and Jimmy's over here with bloody diarrhea and stomach pain and bloating, and Jimmy's like, what's wrong with him? He can't handle the pizza. And he's probably HLA positive, poor guy, to not tolerate gluten. And he might be in this Italian family, they're eating his pasta all day, and this poor guy's sick.
And it's killing him.
Yeah, it's killing him, you know. And again,
so that's celiac disease.
That is celiac disease. Yeah, that. And now again, if you grew up on the Galapagos Islands and never got exposed to gluten, with that gene, you're not going to get celiac.
Uh-huh.
So what's interesting about these HLA, and this is maybe the most fascinating thing to come out of Shoemaker in the last couple weeks, is he studied the ones that set you up for going into chronic inflammatory responses, nonsensical inflammatory responses off of biotoxin exposure. Biotoxins, bile means nature, and toxin means toxin. So the ones that we have on our list are Lyme tick bites, brown recluse spider venom, seafood toxins like Ceguatera and red snapper, Fisteria in the Chesapeake Bay was where this all started in his knowledge. Algae blooms. If you see a lake that looks really nasty, don't jump in there. You know, but of his 8,000 cases, 6,000 or 75% were water damage building mycotoxins and biotoxins.
Wow.
So most of the time on a biotoxin case, it's a water damage building. And that is what will turn on the HLA genetic expression in 1 out of 4 Americans. So again, per our last conversation, it's 24% of the population that we see this in with the handful of doctors that are doing this work. And again, our clinics self-select for these people because they're not getting better anywhere else.
Right.
So
right.
You're going to see more of this in my clinic. The fascinating thing that he discovered, he's spoken about this for the last 5-10 years, but he's now seeing through inflammatory genetics that you need an inflammatory priming event to really get the gene ready to go off in a water damage building. Inflammatory priming event, walking pneumonia, a really bad flu, Epstein-Barr virus going to mono, pregnancy. Pregnancy is, I don't want to deromanticize it because it's such a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
because
right now you got it as a sickness.
well, but you have these wild cytokine storms, these inflammatory molecules go up and down, and you're trying to just say, don't attack that alien in your womb. That's
right.
Your baby, you know, but the immune system is saying, is it foreign? Is it dangerous? Is
we, and do we like it yet?
And sometimes we want to attack our kids because they're driving you crazy. But for the most part, you tolerate your kids. You love your kids. But the immune system will go through wild inflammatory swings during pregnancy, surgery.
Any kind of surgery?
Any kind of surgery. So even though you have this person who's been hiking the Flatirons for 10 years and they love it and they need a new knee and it makes sense in everyone's brain that, hey, let's give this guy a new knee and he can exercise again, his body still perceives it as, we're getting cut, release inflammatory molecules. So we see that there is a priming inflammatory event. Then you have the biotoxin genes and you get into a water damage building. The gene turns on and starts excreting MMP9, C4A, TGF-beta-1. These are inflammatory cytokines that will then damage the hypothalamus, the part of the brain that is your motherboard. In a computer, a motherboard regulates everything. It makes the keyboard communicate with the screen.
And then we start the cascade of
And then you have the cascade of a crashed MSH hormone with 5 of the 20 symptoms we see every day.
Wow, Dr. Dorninger. So how do we find out if our house or our building or our office is toxic? I'm still running my tongue on the inside of my my mouth, feeling this mucosa and thinking, God, I hope it's intact.
So I think it's a great segue. We kind of brought listeners who didn't hear last show a little bit up to speed on how crazy this is. This is a multi-system, multi-symptom illness, which means it's going to hit skin, it's going to hit brain, it's going to hit reproductive system, and you're going to feel lots of different symptoms. So the first thing I say is if you've had chronic illness and you've been everywhere and you can't figure this out, think about your buildings, think about your house, think about your office, and consider evaluating it. The other thing, we had a case, it was cut and dry today. Again, we still do our proper diagnostic workup, but they moved into a new home and everyone got sick.
Immediately.
Now, again, it's 1 in 4 Americans that have these HLA genes, but let's say mom has them and dad has them. you're definitely making kids that have these too. Right. So sometimes you have that like one member that's still standing.
Who got sifted out of the gene pool.
Who got sifted out of the gene pool, and maybe the exposure's not long enough. Interestingly, sometimes people who are steeped into a Christian community or meditate regularly or do lots of yoga or actually do lots of service work, the Mother Teresa effect, those are immune balancing things. And sometimes those people can weather the moldy building storm with bad genes longer than others. Now, we don't have good data on that. That's just things myself and a psychiatrist, Mary Ackerley, who does this work down in Phoenix, Arizona, are seeing, that these immune modulating, basically like connecting with God practices where you take care of each other, you serve each other, you make time to cool your brain out with some meditation, do some yoga. Maybe you're involved in a community that's very supportive.
Do you think that has something to do with the calming and the de-stressing
and letting go? I do. I think folks that make time for the meditation or yoga or hand their life to something bigger than themselves or do service work and worry about others rather than just sitting in a narcissistic pot of doo-doo
spotlight
all day,
right?
Actually get an immune modulating effect. Yeah.
Interesting.
Not to digress, when someone got worse after going into a new building as a home or as an office, you have to consider the building as the problem.
What do you do?
So what do you do about it? We like using, there's a company called Mycometrics, Mycometrics, mycometrics.com. And kind of like Dr. Blanchett, if he says something about heart disease, I'm going to look into it, and it's probably right. You know, I probably don't need to do much more than just have my own experience with the peer-reviewed literature or the paper, and then it becomes part of me, and then swing back around with some cases and refine the knowledge. Shoemaker's the same deal with when it comes to biotoxin. He is the godfather of biotoxin illness. I am under the tutelage and lineage of him. So what he did is he was desperate to find out ways to more conveniently evaluate homes. And the EPA came up with a test called the ERMI, the E-R-M-I, or the Environmental Relative Moldiness Index.
Wow.
And what the EPA was trying to do is they were trying to say, is there an easier way we could test this building without ripping all the sheetrock open and, you know,
drilling holes all over the place? Exactly.
Just ripping everything out. The answer was yes and maybe. So they came up with a vacuum cassette, which is now also available as a Swiffer cloth, where you can vacuum or Swiffer up dust, and Mycometrics will look through PCR for the DNA of mold. And specifically, they can break down DNA of water-damaged building molds and non-water-damaged building molds. The difference there would be, what if Fluffy is out in the yard just playing in the leaves, and his paws bring in some moldy leaves? That's not from a broken faucet. That's not going to make that household sick. Someone could have mold allergy to that, but that's more like a grass pollen allergy, where in its presence, you're feeling ill. And when you're away from it, you do a neti pot, you take a shower, you're not ill.
Yeah.
With water damaged building molds in those HLA positive, it turns on the gene to chronically turn on inflammation. So even when they're out of the moldy building, they're still sick until you do internal medicine to retrain the immune system to go back home, calm down. So that's the big difference between the two. So the ERMI breaks it down, and the ERMI is fantastic data, but it's poor presentation of the data, because they set zero on an ERMI as 50% relative moldiness. So when they evaluated 1,000 homes randomly across the country, whatever the average moldiness was, it said it's zero.
Zero.
Yeah, and that really gives you false hope.
Especially if you're doing all this in New Orleans.
That's right. Right, exactly.
All of a sudden, your zero is 100.
You're going to have, you know, a nice clean place maybe out in the desert somewhere with a brand new roof, and then you're going to have Boulder post-flood, and you're going to have Katrina. And, yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
And the South is just humid as the dickens. I mean, Florida gets to 100% humidity every night.
Have you lived there in Florida?
I have a buddy. My buddy Phil, I think he's listening. What's up? Has his West Palm Beach condo. For our wedding, he gave us a key to his West Palm Beach condo.
So to get sick?
We get down there sometimes. We don't get sick, but I can't eat. He actually also does spearfishing. I can't eat the red snapper down there because it's full of biotoxin. So I have a gene that reacts to water-damaged building and seafood toxin.
Wow. I lived in Pensacola. The mold's pink.
Oh,
I mean, and it's ubiquitous.
It is ubiquitous, yeah. Will Spates just came up from Florida to do some inspections on some patients of ours, and he said they have to come up with systems where they pull humid air from the outside world, dehumidify it, filter it, you know, try and get any particulates out of it, and then pump it into the house to create a positive pressure. So air is always slightly pressing against the walls. So you get, and his thing is declutter. He's kind of like a monk type dude. So he's like, get rid of all this tchotchke stuff. You know, get rid of all those books you don't read, all those magazines that just harbor dust and all those figurines.
Yep. Mold food.
Mold food, yeah. And then build tight, which means don't have roofs that leak, but ventilate right.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did in our home is we built a Boulder hippie mold coffin. That was killing us all. We blew the ceilings with R40. We have double pane argon heat mirror windows. The guy came from Boulder to test our home for efficiency and to give us our tax credit. And he's like, don't button anything else up. And that's when a lot of this happened. In 1973, we had that OPEC crisis. You probably remember people waiting in line for gasoline.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's when the EPA made all the build tight standards. But homes stopped breathing. So if something did get water damaged, it never got airflow anymore. And again, it's not a bad idea to build efficient homes so we can save some coal. You just have to have ventilation.
Right.
So an ERMI is a test we use for this. There's a cheaper version called the HERTSMI, which is where Shoemaker extracted the five molds that can really be damaging. And that's a little cheaper from Micrometrics.
Right.
So
the bottom line on this whole thing is it is your health. And it's not something, what I'm hearing from you is this mold in a house is just not something for the faint of heart or the uneducated and the unprofessional to try and deal with.
That's right.
You know, and what's your health worth? Your health is worth absolutely anything. I mean, short of moving out of that house.
Well, we see a lot of people who have lost their employment from chronic inflammatory response syndrome.
Yeah.
They can't make a living because their brains no longer work.
Wow.
And it's heartbreaking, but what we don't do is dumb down the truth of the solution.
Yeah.
Al Gore made that movie, Inconvenient Truth, should have been about water damaged buildings. It is a pain in the rear. Now, other people, the people who get better quick in our clinic with this, is they got triggered by a previous building. Now they're living in an actually ERMI or HERTSMI safely tested home, safely tested office, but their body is still in chronic inflammatory response because the genes are still on.
Okay.
So if we can skip over that first step of remove the patient from exposure, bam, 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 those patients get better so quick. The ones where we're like, oh, it's a grind, they're not getting better, they're still in exposure.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
So
if there's still an exposure, I get it. What you have to do is get rid of what they're being exposed to.
Yes.
But the people who are not in exposure.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, what do you give them to help them get over that first hurdle that put them into it?
Yeah.
What do you give them things?
So I partner up with a medical doctor who runs some of the prescriptions for the Shoemaker treatment protocol. And what happens is we get people from all over the country flying in to see us, and they're not always a mold case. Sometimes it's a food sensitivity that was driving chronic inflammation in their brain. But a lot of them are, because they've been everywhere. You pull the biomarkers, and gosh darn it, unfortunately, it's a case of SIRS again. You remove them from exposure. We call that remove obstacle to cure in naturopathic medicine. You cannot heal if this obstacle is not out of your way. I tell people, just imagine me with a hammer, and I'm hammering my thumb, and I say, hey, doc, I got thumb pain. And you say, here, take a couple Advil.
Right.
And I say, okay, my pain is down 2 points. Better to remove the hammer. My dream on this is one patient at a time. We correct as many buildings as possible. You know, I would love there to be an EPA mandate or tons of government money to come and rescue all these buildings. We build flat roof schools. Most of the high schools that I see kids from talk about the buckets they see the janitors put out during heavy rainstorms. We don't know if that's a moldy building. That is, of course, a water-damaged building.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So why we think, you know, 400 inches of snow a year aren't going to melt and find their way past a flat roof building, caulk, I don't know.
Drizzle down in
drizzle
between
down.
The walls.
Like Bruce Lee said, you must flow like water. You know, the water just finds its way. So every patient we get our hands on, if we can help them correct their home, correct their office, that means the children, the grandchildren, the next family they sell that home to, the next person to work in that building, if they are one of four Americans that have this HLA, will not go down in flames and get their quality of life stripped from them. Once you're diagnosed, we know, okay, you need clean buildings. And the more clean buildings we can get in this country, the less of this stuff I'll have to do, and the more tragedies we'll see in people. So
that's a beautiful way to end the show, Dr. D.
Yeah. So we're rooting for everyone out there. If you're not getting figured out, consider your building as a potential source of your illness.
And when we say building, we use that in the broadest sense of the word, whether it's your office, your home, or your car, or your RV,
your teepee, your tent,
whatever,
you name it. Yeah. If you're in it and you're not feeling hot,
something's going on.